or sponsors.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio, for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Aging Info Radio airs weekly on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. We are streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. You can also join us on Facebook for information and updates. And also go to our website at aginginforadio.com for our future guests and archived shows. Weekly, we will have an expert guest or two on to discuss the many topics that move us all forward on our aging journey. If you have a request for a show on a specific topic, or you are an expert guest and would like to be on Aging Info Radio, or would like to sponsor us, call 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. Once again, that number is 877-704-1530. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. If you are a caregiver, make sure you are taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others. And don't forget, you cannot be everything for everyone. Speaking of taking care of ourselves, how are you fueling yourself each day for the human race? We've all heard that you are what you eat, and common sense tells us that eating healthy can make a difference in the way we think and feel. But with today's fast-paced lifestyle, eating healthy can be put on the back burner and poor choices made. Today we're going to find out about healthy eating and why it should be a priority for everyone at every age. I have an extraordinary expert guest here with me today, and that is Seattle Sutton, the president and founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Seattle is a registered nurse with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from Jamestown College, and she's won many awards, affiliations, and recognitions. In 2007, the village of Park Forest proclaimed Seattle Sutton Day. And through this village and LifeScan Corporation, a division of Johnson & Johnson, she received the Lifetime Achievement Award the same year. In 1992, 2003, and 2004, Seattle won the Ernest & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Finalist Award. In 2002, she won the Governor's Entrepreneurial Success Award. She won Businesswoman of the Year Award in 2007 and is on the board of What's in Your Lunchbox, and Seattle's list goes on and on. Welcome, Seattle. Thank you for being on Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for having me. It's a great day.
Well, I also want to welcome Aaron Borgstrom, who is a communications coordinator for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating and is also Seattle's granddaughter. So welcome, Aaron.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for having us.
So I have two great guests today. Before we get going, I would like to congratulate Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating because yesterday was their 25th year anniversary of being in business. That is quite an accomplishment.
Yes, I started the business in 1985. Actually, I was kind of an old woman then, but here I am, and I'm going to retire at 90, Sue. So come to my party. Well, it's not too far off. But anyway, yes, and I'm so proud to have a granddaughter with me. This is a family-owned business, and to have the third generation, she was only about a year old when I started this. No, that's right. Yeah, only about a year old. And so here she is at Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Her college degree was in, what is it?
Communications and Journalism.
From the University of Iowa. And so, and we also have her cousin Anna with us that graduated from Miami, Ohio. And then we have some of the other grandchildren that are also working for us as consultants, and more coming on. I think there's about 9 of them in college. We have 14 grandchildren and 1.5 great-grandchildren. All right. Yes. So we are set to grow this business, and we are already nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we actually get started with my long list of questions, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is generously offering a few gifts today, some gift certificates and other items. She surprised me coming to the studio with what she brought. But anybody out there that is type 2 diabetic and trying to lose at least 50 pounds, call us at 708-493-1530. And when you call in, leave your callback number so we can get back in touch with you and get your gifts to you. Once again, that number is 708-493-1530.
Yes, and I'd like to explain, a gift certificate from Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There are no obligations. You can just try us a week, because we know you're going to be impressed, and we also know that we can help you. And, in fact, we can help you in a week, because a type 2 diabetic that's overweight, even losing 5 pounds, can make a difference in their blood sugar. We can bring down their blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with a week of eating your...
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, within a week.
Yes.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I have a burning question. I'm very curious. You've been in business 25 years. Do you know how many meals that you have prepared during this time frame?
Yes, because we were starting to celebrate our anniversary yesterday in the Ottawa area, where our franchisor offices and manufacturing facility is. We did do some stats, and yes, we've done about 80 million meals since I started the business 25 years ago.
Absolutely incredible.
That also includes, because we are in, we have franchisees that have their own kitchen in Minnesota, and we opened Arizona last year, and they also have a kitchen in Michigan, Ohio area. And yet we're available, though, nationwide. We ship out of Illinois to any place in the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. So anybody that wants to enjoy our freshly prepared meals, actually, that includes their fresh fruit, their salad, everything. These meals are not served frozen, and they're not like dried meals. They are freshly prepared for you, including the salads, the fresh fruits, the fresh vegetables, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Seattle brought in some meals to show me today, because I've never tried her her program, and they're absolutely amazing. I've seen the breakfasts, the lunch, and the dinners. I've seen the 1,200 calorie size, mm-hmm, and the 2,000 calorie size, and they're great quantities.
Yeah. And the meals they're 21 meals a week, 7 breakfasts, 7 dinners, and 7 lunches. I just had somebody yesterday call me, and they said, well, you know, I think I just want dinners. Can't I have just dinners? And I explained the reason why we serve 3 meals a day. We know, I'm a nurse, my husband's a physician, we've dealt with people being very frustrated with doing their own meals and stuff, and usually they start on, if they're trying to go on a diet and they've made up that decision, they'll put themselves on really too low a diet. And if you're not on at least 1,200 calories, we have 1,200 calorie day plan or 2,000, and if you don't eat at least 1,200 calories a day, you're not getting all the nourishment that you need. And usually they get so frustrated because they are so hungry after a few days of only like 800 calories. So, and I said, you know, we know that people could undo what we do for them even with just one meal a day. So that's why I started this business, to get results. And so, yes, we do every meal for the week, every breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so they have no excuses for not losing weight. And, of course, anybody, most females choose the 1,200 calorie a day plan. But if it's a fellow and he's very active, he can choose the higher calorie. You're getting everything you need. Even if you weigh 300 pounds, some people have the idea that weighing 300 pounds, you need more calories. you know, if you weigh 300 pounds, you're pretty sluggish and you're not moving, you're not wearing off a lot of calories, so you really need less. So we recommend, in that case, 1,200 calories. It's their choice. But if they think they're going to get real active and wear off more than 2,000 calories a day, they'll lose weight on the 2,000 also. But you're getting all the nourishment you need on the 1,200, no matter how much you weigh.
Mm-hmm. So, Seattle, how did you get started?
Well, my husband has he's retired now, and he does errands for me, which when I speak to nurses and so forth, I think that's kind of funny. He's a physician, family practice, but he's doing errands for his wife, nurse, and so they think that's kind of funny. And he's a very cooperative fellow. And anyway, he had a huge family practice in Marseilles, Illinois, and was on the staff at Ottawa Hospital. And when our youngest of five children was like third grade, I decided that he needs my help at the office. So I mentioned it one day, and he said, yeah, I've been thinking about you coming to the office about an hour a day. Well, I knew I could see the first day I was there. There was so much I could do, and it became overtime immediately. But anyway, while he also knew that I was very interested in healthy eating, we didn't even give our children vitamins because we served them what they should eat. And I think parents need to get back to that. We serve them fruit. We serve them vegetables. And so we didn't even give them vitamins because it's better to eat right. But anyway, so I was there one day, and my husband was dealing with this type 2 diabetic. And he had a lot of trouble with his blood sugar, regulating that. And he said, Seattle, help him maybe make some menu plans. So I was trying to do that, and I could tell the guy wasn't listening to me. And suddenly he said to me, you know, Seattle, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to do all that work. I'm not going to read these pages of papers or anything like that. But you know what? If you did it for me, I would stay on it. And it was like a bell going off. And I just knew that I had to, I just knew that if I could do that for people, I would have good results. But I also knew that if I was going to do it, that it would have to be the healthiest eating possible. Meals like I would serve my family, and not frozen and not dried up meals. They would have to be freshly prepared, including salads and fresh fruit and all. So I told my husband that night that I'm going to do that. And he said, well, you're not getting any younger, because I was 53 then. He says, you're not getting any younger, so maybe if you want to do it, go ahead. He's very easygoing. So I did. And so Ron Jurgensen did come to our celebration yesterday. He's doing fine. And, of course, he's a lot older, too. But he came to our 25-year celebration yesterday in Ottawa.
And so has he still continued eating your meals?
Yes, he's on the meals off and on. Actually, we find that some people, they might be on a while. They see that then they're off a while because there's no contract. And we've actually had people, though, they're on a week, and they're just shocked that, hey, I'm learning portion size, and I'm eating way too much, and I feel much better when I don't. And they can be on our 5-week menu cycle, which means that in 5 weeks they taste every meal that we serve. And if you're on a year, you only repeat a meal really 10 times. And so they learn by eating what we serve them. And so some people learn fast and prefer to do their own if they have the time, and then if they're not frustrated doing that, or they'll reach their goal, they'll be off, and then they gain a couple pounds, they're back on. And so they really like the idea that there are no contracts to sign. I decided when I started this, you know, I don't want anybody to have to be on my meals if they didn't choose to be on my meals. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And actually, he has been off and on our meals. And we actually have some customers on Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating that have been on for like 14 years straight. They're never off. They just don't like the shopping, the cooking, the cleaning up, you know, the preparation, and trying to analyze their own calories and so forth. So they've been on our meals for 14 years straight. I know I have a distributor that told me that recently.
Mm-hmm. So where can somebody go to learn about your meals?
Exactly.
Okay, more of the details.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can go to our website, which is seattlesutton.com, or if they want to talk to a live person, and I know many of us do, they can also call 800 442 diet, and that word diet is 3438. So it's 800-442-3438, and they will be talking to either their nearest distributor or they'll be talking to nationwide, my daughter Paula in Texas, or they'll be talking to my daughter-in-law in California. If they want to talk to either one of those, they just don't need to put their zip code in, and they will get a hold of them.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So what is new with Seattle Sutton? What's you're so excited. Well,
yes.
Besides your website. Her website will be up new.
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We think, let's see. It'll be really easy navigating and all. And we've been working 2 years to get this new website up for people to make it a lot easier and easier to navigate. And the plan is tomorrow. But, you know, there probably will be some glitches. So if you want to be sure, you know, you can either call the 800 number instead, or you can attempt to reach us to order on the website, seattlesutton.com. But, yes, we have so much new going on because we have new people with us, which are the granddaughters, Anna and Erin. And I have Erin with me today, and she didn't really know it, but I said, you know, I'm going to call on you to explain your major project that you're working on now, Erin.
Well, we have found that there is a need for people coming out of the hospital that maybe don't have anyone to cook for them, and they need to eat healthy to recover. So we put our heads together and created a program to help hospitals help their patients after they are discharged from the hospital. And basically, we provide information packets coded with a code that is exclusive to the hospital that we partner with that provides an exclusive discount off of our meals for the patients leaving the hospital as well as the employees of the hospital. And so basically, if you're a patient and you're being discharged from the hospital and you would like to get on the meals, we offer $5 off a week of meals or $30 off 5 weeks of prepaid meals, all for just using this code that we provide in an information packet. So the hospitals that have gotten on board with this so far have been pleased with the results and are happy that we are there to help their patients.
What hospitals?
Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights is part of the program. Ottawa Regional Hospital is part of the program. We have a lot more potential ones on board, too.
Great. Well, we'll be right back with Seattle Sutton and her granddaughter, Erin. And stay tuned. And don't forget, give us a call at 708-493-1530. We have gift certificates to give away and lots of other gifts.
Built on a foundation of customer service, Total Parking Solutions, local company with over 35 years industry experience, highly trained and certified service staff. Total Parking Solutions, a proud provider of Calais multi-space parking technology to over 50 communities, transit authorities, and public institutions in the Chicagoland area. Visit us at www.totalparking.net. Proven parking technology to drive you into the future.
Okay, everybody, let's get going to the game. Pile in. We're getting ready to go to an NBA game, and you're wearing a wetsuit?
I heard you can win tickets to the NBA Finals just by being the designated diver.
Dude, it's not the designated diver, it's the designated driver. And that's my job tonight. I just sign up at the designated driver booth at the game, make sure all of you get home safely, and I have a chance to follow our boys to the NBA Finals.
Responsibility has its rewards. Visit RHIR.org for more information. A message from Team Coalition.
Your friends at Integrity Material Handling of Huntley salute the proud men and women of our military. Our troops and veterans have sacrificed their lives and families' emotions for our nation's freedom. Thanks to them, we can live in peace. Integrity Material Handling of Huntley. For all your forklift repair needs, give them a call today at 847-669-6233. That's 847-669-6233. Serving the north and northwest suburbs for over 12 years. Because quality matters. Keep our troops in your thoughts and prayers. Integrity Material Handling of Huntley.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. We are here with Seattle Sutton, and you can contact them at seattlesutton.com or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. We also have a caller on the line, and her name is
Janine.
Janine wants to talk to Seattle. Welcome, Janine.
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Seattle. It's Janine.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, Janine, are you the Janine that's been on with our distributor?
Yes, Tom.
Right. And
yep.
You have lost how much weight?
212 pounds.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, the main reason I'm calling is I wanted to call and, first of all, congratulate Seattle on 25 years of helping people just like me.
Thank you.
Change their life. I basically need to lose another 100 pounds, but so far I've lost 212.
Yeah, you started out with what did you weigh when you started? Do you mind telling us?
I actually don't mind anymore. I used to mind. I was well over 555 pounds.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes. And so far I've lost 212. It's taken me 3 years to do, but I intend on keeping it off.
Very well, very well. You know, at our 25th yesterday, I also met a fellow from Bolingbrook that he feels we saved his life. He has lost over 100 pounds. His name is Terry. And, of course, like I did for you and I did for him, he remembered that when he lost 100, and he's got about, I don't know how many more to lose, too. But he said, I called him, which I do. Anybody that loses 100 pounds, Sue, I will call them, congratulate them, and write them a personal note. And send him a check for $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, great.
And I've collected two of those notes and checks so far.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm so glad you called, Janine.
Well, I wanted to thank you once again. Like I said, I actually not only has it changed my life, but it's also given me my life back. I have to say, I'm able to travel again. I was able to visit Las Vegas many times now since I've lost so much weight.
Ooh, did you win?
I have won.
Good. You know, I like playing craps, and I'm taking my grandchildren.
Oh, wonderful. Well, hopefully some of the good luck will rub off on you, too. We're also, my husband and I are celebrating our 22nd wedding anniversary next month. We're going to Disney World.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I would never have been able to do.
Oh,
there's absolutely no way.
I
so I just wanted to call. I won't keep you. I just wanted to call and let everybody out there know, if you have any doubt at all that this program works, all you have to do is eat the food and move around a little bit, and you will lose weight. There's absolutely, believe me when I tell you, not only was I battling diabetes, I was also battling slow thyroid. This worked for me, and it continues to work.
Oh,
so,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm hoping I'm going to collect another check from you.
That'll be yes, and you expect to lose the rest of the 100 pounds?
Another 100, yes.
Another 100, okay. Yes. Well, good luck, and I know you're going to do it, Janine.
Thank
yes.
you, and let me tell again for everybody that's listening, this woman literally cares about you. It's
thank
not
you.
About her making money. It's not about this woman cares. She calls people. She encourages them. Her entire staff encourages people, and I've had nothing but a positive experience with this. I encourage anybody that is on the cusp of trying this to do it.
Thank you so much. And we never remunerate the people who are advertising or anything.
Nope.
You'll never see an ad that is not real.
Right.
For example, we won't have, like, somebody showing weight loss if they didn't really do it on our meals.
Right.
We never, like, photograph meals where we add anything. I won't even let them add a piece of parsley to show our actual meals, because that's just not right. I think that's false advertising.
And the food is wonderful. Anybody out there that is hesitating on trying the food is delicious. There's no way that I would be able to stay on it for over 3 years if the variety wasn't wonderful and if the meals weren't absolutely delicious. So
thank you.
I really say people need to try it, and hopefully I'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Janine.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
That's an incredible story.
You know, it reminds me, too, so many people appreciate so much. Some years ago, our company was really building fast, and I was able to not have a price increase of our product because we wanted as many people on as possible to help them. It was almost 10 years without a price increase of our meals.
That's great.
Yeah, not too many companies.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of price, I know that you showed, Seattle showed me two meals when she came in, and I saw them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if somebody broke it down, you know, what would 1,200 calorie a day, you know, what's a ballpark for that?
Well, we don't really break it down because it's like 21 meals a week, 7 breakfasts, 7 dinners, 7 lunches, and you actually receive like 9 meals in this area, 9 meals on a Monday, and then the rest of the week's order on Thursday. So because the meals are fresh, and you can either have your nearest location deliver to you, or if you're out of an area where there isn't a distributor, we will ship it right to your door refrigerated. And so it's per week, and I can tell you what it wouldn't be more than.
Okay.
When you're buying it from a distributor here in the Chicagoland area, of course, it's more when we ship it, like, to Hawaii, Alaska, California, Florida. It is quite a bit more, but we still have customers from there that realize the importance of the eating healthy. Anyway, for here, the retail price by the distributor is not more than $129 for the week for the 21 meals, and they are fully cooked. We have a bakery. We have baked things. We outsource some things, but whenever we do outsource, we make sure that it follows our guidelines. And so that's for 21 meals, $129. And we don't just buy the groceries. We do all the calculations, all the food testing, tasting, and we cook and bake and prep and then put together the meals. We package them, and every meal has a nutritional fact sheet on it so that you know exactly how much fat, how much carb, how much protein, and our meals are really well balanced, and it's based on the 5-week menu cycle of our meals, whether it's the 1,200 calorie or the 2,000 calorie, and that is on every meal, including the ingredients. So if somebody has an allergy to something, and they can look on there and see the ingredients. So we do all that for you for $129. If you need delivery to your door, the distributors sometimes have specials. And, in fact, they even have specials, a lot of them right now, on the 1,200 calorie portion and the 2,000 calories. So you need to talk to them personally and ask them if there is a special right now. And I know that the nearest here is the distributor is Tom, and he does have really good specials. And then the higher calorie is almost twice as much of the same meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bigger portion. And that meal, for 21 meals a week, for 2,000 calorie average per day, is $20 a week more than the 1,200, which is 129, so it's 149 for that. And now when you add up, if you dine out or buy processed food, which is usually high sodium and so forth and doesn't have fresh stuff in it or whatever, you keep track of everything that you're doing and buying, you know, unhealthy snack food or whatever, then you're probably, some people tell us they actually save money when they're on our meals and they can take the meals to work with them or wherever they go.
Well, even though you don't break it down, I just calculated it in my own mind, and it looks like it's between, if you did a separate meal, it's $6 a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
about
and,
that.
Yeah,
like
and
six
I was
or seven.
Yeah, and I was talking to Sue before the show. Actually, we have many of our grand 2,000 calorie. The like seniors may be on that portion and sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you break that down, then if it's six something, it would be actually three something a meal. But they share the higher calorie. And because it would be cheaper than buying two 1,200 calorie portions for each of them.
Oh,
and usually we have the children of the children doing that for parents or grandparents, that they will order it delivered to their home, and they just share it. And then they know that without them, they're usually busy working and so forth, without them having to take meals to them, they know that they have healthy food there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is complete convenience for caregivers.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Oh, definitely.
And sometimes even if there's just one person and a caregiver, they actually still get the higher calories so they can share some of their meals with their caregiver also.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's the important thing.
Right.
But I was asking the question about the cost because a lot of seniors are on fixed incomes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even if you look at that, I mean, for myself to go to Jewel,
$129 doesn't take long to, you know, many items are in your, not very many items are in your cart for that amount of money.
Right, and the thing, the key is that, of course, your fresh fruits and things like that are maybe a little more expensive,
mm-hmm.
but they're also so much healthier than some of the foods that, I mean, you might as well not eat some of the other foods that are just processed and all in high sodium, because they're just not healthy, they're not good for you. So when you know that you're eating well, I mean, that makes a difference considering the cost of illnesses due to poor eating habits.
Well, when Aaron and Seattle walked into the studio today, I was bowled over by their energy. So they're definitely doing something.
We eat right.
Yeah, there you go. So speaking of, you know, eating right, we have a lot of things going on in our country with certain diseases such as diabetic. People, that's on the rise. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people are becoming diabetic. What's your view on all this?
Goodness, we can help the endocrinologists, the nurse, diabetic educators, the registered dietitians. Actually, what we do, we help them help their patients. And same with you involved with this aging, Sue. We help you help your patients, because those people can't all do what they're doing, plus follow them home and do their meals. So we have a lot of physicians and people. Actually, we hear from some of our customers that their physician wrote a prescription saying, go on, Seattle Sutton's. I was pleased to see that my own physician lost 40 pounds on our meals. I didn't even know he was on our meals, but he lost 40 pounds, and I know his father was overweight and probably had diabetes and so forth. So I think he got concerned, and he lost over 40 pounds on our meals. So I was real pleased to see that. And we know that when those people do that on our meals, they're going to tell their patients, and we're always willing to provide packets and things like that for them to give out to their patients.
Well, I had a colleague that I worked with a few years ago, and I just emailed him this week and told him that I was going to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I remember when you were on her meals, and you were telling me how much weight you were losing. Mm-hmm. And so, and he's a lot younger. He's not. So this is not just, I mean, it's great for seniors because mm-hmm. it can provide the nutrients and keep them healthy, mm-hmm. but it's really for everybody.
Oh, it's for anybody, and anybody. Children have to learn. I mean, it's important for children and parents to set a good example on what they eat, and it's important for children not to be obese. I mean, it can cause so many things, and we've even found that our meals are excellent for dialysis patients. Actually, what happened is my daughter in Texas, that's also a nurse, her father-in-law lost all but 3% of his kidneys, and so they moved him into their home, and my daughter took she's a nurse too, and took the hemodialysis course at DaVita Clinic down there, and so she does hemodialysis on him in their home 5 days a week. And he is doing so well, and the physicians at DaVita Clinic could not believe how well in a year and a half his blood work was. And it's because he's on our meals, and she says she believes it's really mostly because we are very sodium restricted. You know, you can dine out at some restaurants and think you're ordering healthy. You can think that, like, ordering maybe the grilled salmon and so forth is healthy. Well, we know of one restaurant that you look up on the web, their sodium content in that meal, it could be as much as 7,000 milligrams of sodium, where we are very low. Without the skim milk, we're even less than 1,500 milligrams. That's a new thing that they're really recommended, trying to get down to less than like 1,500 milligrams a day. And that's very difficult for people to do on their own. But we have learned to do, for example, when we serve one of our chicken salad meals, by just changing and not using any salt in that meal, we use fresh grapes. And the flavor of the fresh grapes, you don't need the salt.
Interesting.
And so it's things like that and different herbs that we use. So we are we're not only no hydrogenated oil, no high fructose corn syrup, no food dyes, no artificial sweeteners, nothing like that in our meals. And so people just know for sure that they are eating healthy. And it's low fat, low cholesterol, and it's just what everybody should be eating that.
Mm-hmm. So you just touched on the cholesterol.
Yes. What do you eat to lower it?
Okay, well, cholesterol is found in mostly in, like, meat fat. And when you eat any kind of meat, it should be, like, low fat and not have, like, fat on it because that's the cholesterol. Now, there's also cholesterol in eggs, but I don't know. My husband says egg is such a good natural food that they're coming back to saying that you should have 4 eggs a week. Because it's such a good natural food, and of course the white is protein and the cholesterol is in the yolk, but maybe it's a different kind of cholesterol because other cholesterol is mostly like in the fat of the meat, and everybody should be on like less than 300 milligrams a day average of cholesterol. That should be the limit. It should be less than 300 milligrams of cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got all this down to a science because it's in all your meals.
Well, you know, I'm not a registered dietitian. I'm a nurse, but I think all nurses too are they're concerned totally about the patient. And so, I have another personal reason for being so interested, though, Sue. My own father weighed 385 pounds when I went off to nursing school at Jamestown College in North Dakota in 1950. And so I was naturally very concerned about him. And so many of the relatives, they were just big eaters. And they had congestive heart failure, diabetes, and high blood pressures. And I was very concerned. So, of course, back then we didn't have email. We didn't. I didn't really call home that much because that was expensive. But I would send my mother menu plans as I learned things about calories and things like that. But I would send those to my mother, but it was really quite frustrating for her because she was trying to please her husband by serving him all this high fat food and things. And so I knew it was very frustrating. And, you know, the thought went through my mind then, if they just had somebody to do it for them and could see results within a week, I know that they would do really well. But, I mean, back then, of course, in 1950, I had no idea I'd have the opportunity to really actually do this for people. But I call it my personal reason for doing this. And he did die of congestive heart failure and type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Which leads me on to a question. The statistic you just showed me about obesity,
yes,
is staggering.
Yeah, I just got this a couple of days ago, and it states that obesity costs the United States $215 billion. It's a study done annually, and that includes because that's not just on adults. It's children, and it's they don't have a healthy weight. And so it can affect, like, oh, the productivity at where they work and also the from being absent from work, the disabilities, and premature death. And so it's really important that people realize that, you know, they're adding a lot of costs to, you know, if you're a taxpayer or whatever, somebody has to take care of these people. And but I have a lot of empathy with them because my own father, for example, and I know it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Great. I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, to be 13 again. Remember, just you and your friends, having fun, hardly a care in the world. Half the foster kids here in the U.S. are 12 or older. Their future memories hang on being in a caring home like yours. Why not be remembered as the one who made that lasting difference? Learn more. Contact Kids Peace at 1-866-4-KIDS-PEACE or visit fostercare.com.
You put your keys between your knuckles, You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you, and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The number's for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. We are here today with Dee Seattle Sutton from Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. And once again, give us a call at 708-493-1530. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is generously giving away gift certificates for a week's worth of meals, which is 21 meals. And we left off, we were talking about the cost of obesity in our country, and I want to elaborate, I want to have Seattle elaborate a little bit on the obesity with children.
You know, Sue, I feel so bad when I see, like, an obese child, might be, even as young as, fourth, fifth, sixth grade or something. I feel so bad because I know that it's going to be very frustrating for that child, and it's going to eliminate some opportunities of whether it's getting a certain job when they get older, if they continue to be obese. And it's also maybe who they marry. It'll make a difference. And so I know that parents feel bad. They feel very frustrated. But I do think that it is absolutely the parents' obligation to see that the children are not overeating and eating the right things. And sometimes we think, well, I just don't have time to cook that way or whatever. And really, it's mostly the fresh vegetables and fresh fruit and things like that. And you have to set an example and just get rid of all the junk food and have it around. And then I'm so glad that at least schools, too, are stepping up to the plate and serving children more of what they should be eating instead of selling them junk food. So, keep the money out of their pocket to buy junk. Just don't give them any money to buy it. And I think that some of the things that we're serving children at school, my idea was that instead of spending all the money on the big fancy stainless steel kitchens that I guess some are filthy and everything else, that the important thing would be maybe like to teach a kindergarten child. And I think they should have teachers involved. They don't. It's all political, it seems. So I think they should have teachers involved as to what children should be served. And I think teaching a kindergarten child how to make a peanut butter sandwich on whole wheat bread and to eat a banana and orange, I mean, that's healthier than what we're serving them for lunch many times.
Absolutely.
So we need to get back to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller on the line. Mm-hmm. Her name is Barbara. Welcome, Barbara. Hi.
Hello. I'm glad to talk to you, Seattle.
Okay. Hi, Barbara. And who are you?
I'm a blind person who's obese, and I'm 63.
Oh.
And I would love to lose weight, and I'm not doing good because I'm not mobile enough.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I brought with me? And I certainly had no idea you were even going to call me, but I'm so glad you did. And you know what? We are going to give you one of our certificates. And also, we're going to let us know because, some years ago, we actually had a blind couple on our meals in California.
Yes.
They both had jobs, but they wanted to go on our meals, and we had kind of a difficult time explaining on the phone, and my daughter did that, though, every time they received meals, explaining what the meals were by them feeling the meals, et cetera.
Right.
And so, you know what we did? We have a Braille menu. Do you read Braille?
No, I don't. Okay. I usually do things audio, and a few times a week I have a helper that comes in and reads for me, but
yes. Okay.
I became diabetic in an effort to save my eyesight.
Oh,
so I've got a bunch of things going on here.
Yes.
when people have diabetes, there are many things that can happen. To some people, it affects the circulation in their eyes.
Yes.
Some other people, they lose their first their toes and then their feet and then their legs. And
well, I was a diabetes after from taking high doses of prednisone.
Oh, yes.
And they were trying to save my eyesight.
Right. Okay.
My eyesight loss was due to a virus that attacked the retina.
Oh, okay. So can we also have enlarged menu for those that are handicapped, eyesight handicapped. Do you read at all, or are you totally blind?
No, I'm totally blind now. Blind.
I'm so sorry to hear, but you know what I found out, though, that when we had this menu printed, I asked, actually, the Lions Club. I was speaking at a group of Lions Club members,
yes.
Regional meeting, and I asked them for their help. I said, you know, we have blind people on our meals. Where could I get the menu printed? And they were so helpful and so glad to help. And
well,
come to find out is right up here at Crystal Lake. We have a company that is, most of the employees are blind, and it's called Horizon House. And they did our menus. And you know what they wanted to do? They said, now we want to come down and see our plant, our operation. So we invited them down, and I first said, well, now you can't see. So what? And she said, oh, we just feel the atmosphere. We just feel, and we really want to come. So we invited them down for lunch and gave them a tour of our facility, introduced them to our over 100 employees. And it was just such a great experience for us, and we are great. But, you know, I'm going to send you a they're going to send you a gift certificate for a week's free meals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I know that.
What I wanted to ask you, you had started to mention that somebody wrote a prescription for using your food.
Uh-huh.
Will insurance pay that? I'm on Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, you know, I don't know. The thing I would suggest that you do, because every insurance is different, and I don't know, like we have partnered with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Many members of the Blue Shield Extra last week received information about how healthy our meals are and that can help them. But they don't really, I don't think, pay for the meals as such.
Or, I mean, contribute towards your...
Well, you know, I really think that you need to talk to, and maybe like at Medicaid, they might even know of some organization that might contribute for you to have this since you are totally blind. And I would also contact all the blind organizations that you know about or have somebody look on the web. And
because I would like to do, I try and cook, and not too successful like I used to be when I was sighted. But,
well, the thing is, it could be dangerous also. I know that the couple that was on in California, they were not allowed to cook. And they
I scalded myself pretty bad a couple times.
Yeah,
so.
You don't want to do that. And so I thought, oh my gosh, how interesting. They would like eat all their meals cold. But then, like I've always said, this notion that people have to have, or even school children have to have, a hot meal is ridiculous. When the food hits your stomach, it's going to warm to the same temperature anyway. And it does not change the nutritional value by heating it.
Well, so I would be glad to try your food, and I would like to be able to work it into my budget. I was sitting here trying to figure out how to do this.
Can you do it
5 days a week or?
Well, it's really a weekly program.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you the meals, and I would also suggest that when you go talk to some groups or Medicaid or something, you might even want to take one of the meals with you to show them that, hey, this is what, and I don't have to heat it and take the danger of heating it or anything because it's fully cooked.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. And your name again?
Barbara.
Barbara.
And your phone number?
I've got your phone number, Barbara.
Yes.
And this is Sue Zawacki, and I will be getting in touch with you after the show.
I'm so glad I found you.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so glad. And listen to Sue often. I tell you, I had not met her till today, and she's going to do a lot of good things for the aging, Bryce, and everybody.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Ms. Sutton.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to your meals. So somebody orders, and the 1,200 calories or 2,000 calories, does that does not include drinking a beverage.
Okay. The calories do include the 2 cups of skim milk on the 1,200 and the 3 cups we recommend on the 2,000. That's the only thing they purchase and add is the skim milk. Now, some people don't like milk. Some people don't, they just don't drink milk. They can substitute anything except like
no more than two cups of no more than like 200 calories added for the 1200 and 300 for the higher calorie. Now, what we also tell people, because they know that sometime they're going to go out and they'll be celebrating something and they may want a glass of wine, for example, they can do that. They can substitute one of the glasses of milk for a glass of wine. And because they have found out medically that actually some alcohol, as long as you don't overdo it, some alcohol actually will dilate blood vessels in the coronary arteries possibly and will maybe prevent heart attacks. So even some nursing homes are beginning to serve a glass of wine to their patients that where the family wants them to have that.
Red wine?
Yeah, red wine. Mm-hmm.
So resveratrol.
Yeah,
that's the ingredient in it.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. Right.
So if somebody's a large man, maybe mm-hmm. not so much overweight, but just a physically fit man, mm-hmm. do they feel satisfied and full on your portion?
We would definitely, if they're active and they don't need weight loss or they've reached their goal, we recommend that they order the 2,000 calorie just to stay eating healthy, have the convenience. But they could add calories of good things, and we actually list some choices that they could make, some more fresh fruit or things like that, or more salads.
They could add to it.
Oh, sure. They could just add to it in order not to keep losing weight. Yes. And we also have anorexic patients that have done very well. Mm. I think we did save a life of a college student that just couldn't eat. She was just, and the only thing that ever helped her was our meals.
All right.
Okay, I want to leave one last thought, too, with the people, and that is that the greatest asset that they have in life is their good health. And, you know, without good health, it's virtually impossible to be happy. So people should take care of themselves. You know, they should eat right, and they should lose weight if they need to lose weight, and they should wear their seat belts, et cetera. And then just wondering, okay.
I wanted to ask you, MSG. Do you use any MSG? You said no preservatives, no additives.
Okay. Now, you can call sodium a preservative, and some of them, some food naturally has that. So we say no harmful additives. We check out every ingredient if it's outsourced or whatever. So, and we use no MSG, no food dyes, no high fructose corn syrup. It's just healthier eating than anybody could possibly cook for themselves. Aaron has, so there are some other menu items that they might want to hear about, just because it's hard for them to visualize just what will they receive for meals. And next week, if you get your order in by 12 noon Friday, you would enjoy what?
The menu for next week, if you call now and you would like to order meals for next week, you would enjoy our strawberry bread, our veggies with our homemade hummus, a dinner example, chicken and linguine. We also have waffles on the program and lasagna roll-ups. So if you'd like to order for next week, you just call 1-800-442-DIET.
I also want to know, what if somebody does not eat three meals a day? I'm sure that's not really healthy.
That's a very good question, because we don't care when they eat the meals. If they don't want to eat all day, it doesn't matter the time of day you eat. So if they don't want to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they can have all their three meals at 11 o'clock at night. It doesn't matter. But it's calories in versus calories out. And the only way to lose weight is to take in a number of calories and expend more than you take in. And, of course, anybody on the 1,200 calorie will do that. And then you also might wonder, what if I don't like something? I get that asked when I do speaking engagements. Oh, what if you serve me something I won't eat or I don't like? I tell them, I couldn't care less. I'm going to serve you what you should eat, and you will be proud of yourself. I'm kind of a mean old lady, maybe, but people respect that because they know I'm right on, and that's really what they should do.
Well, I find it interesting. At the very beginning of the show, you said that you would only repeat your meals ten times.
10 times a
year.
You've
got quite a menu.
Yes. Yes, we do. And so nobody should get bored eating the same thing or anything. It's a 5-week menu rotation, which means that if you're on for a year, you only repeat the same meal. And, you know, the guys love our good chili. One of my favorite is our Italian gnocchi with a couscous and fresh vegetables, asparagus, and so forth. And I love that meal. And I've had gnocchi at fine
restaurants, and it's not as good as ours. We serve it with a Parmesan sauce, and it's delicious. And also our grilled salmon is just delicious, yeah.
Now, are there spicy meals?
Yes, we have all kinds. We really have Mexican meals, what we call, from Mexico. We have stir fries. We have Italian, because everybody loves Italian. So I'd say we have more Italian than anything. And we have a German meal, which I call German. It's a Käsenäpfle kind of thing. It's a noodle with a cheese sauce. Käse is cheese in German. I'm German. And it's a cheese sauce with meatballs and pimento and peas. But we just have such a variety of really, we have Chinese. Egg roll. Our egg roll is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Do you use organic fruits and vegetables? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do some. But we don't want to raise the price, and people have to know that it really doesn't make it more nutritious as such. And there's just so many unanswered questions about paying twice as much for organic food. And like when you buy a banana or something, even though it's the same banana and you're eating the inside, it just doesn't make sense to go all organic at this time when things aren't as regulated as I think they will be down the road. And we do try to keep our costs down. And like I said, it doesn't mean that it'll make it more nutritious just because it's organic. And you know what I don't understand about that, Sue? If they don't use, like, pesticides and things like that on the regular food that we buy, why wouldn't it be cheaper to have organic food? I mean, because they don't have to buy the pesticides.
That's a great question.
So why isn't it cheaper? Why is it more expensive? I don't know.
You
solve that one,
well,
too.
I can't solve that one. I don't know the answer to that one. But you know what? That's a really good thought.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
something to really think about, because somebody just
yeah.
decided to put the name organic on
yes.
it and raise the prices.
That's right.
And what I mean, do you really feel it's that much
yeah.
different?
Mm-hmm. And I know that some of our spinach may be like hydro-grown, and that means grown in water, where it wouldn't be grown in soil with a lot of different stuff, chemicals and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, your meals are very impressive. I mean, what I've seen today in the studio, I'm just like, these are mm-hmm. Great-looking
yeah.
meals.
Yeah.
And how long do they stay fresh? I mean, so when you
yeah.
order, if you,
oh, yeah.
say I gifted somebody 21 a week's worth of meals,
mm-hmm.
how long would they stay?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't get them all in one day.
They
you
get
would get them
twice.
Twice, to in order for them to be really fresh and all. And you can see how they're sealed. And so that keeps them fresh, too. And because we start out with the freshest possible, for example, when we make our soups, we have several different soups that we serve that are delicious. And when we prepare them, we quick chill them, like in our spaghetti sauce and all of that. And because it's quick chilled, the germs don't get a chance to grow. And then everything is refrigerated. We deliver to our distributors in this area by refrigerated truck. So everything is chilled. And so our meals, of course, we wouldn't be in business if they didn't stay fresh, but our meals stay very fresh. And you get 9 meals, and then you get 12 meals, and you just refrigerate them. You don't
okay.
freeze them. You
okay.
just refrigerate them.
That was my
mm-hmm.
question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have run out of time
oh,
today.
No.
Yes, you guys have both been just a world of information. And once again, you can contact Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating at seattlesutton.com. And our new website will be up very soon, hopefully tomorrow. Or call 800-442-DIET, or that is 800-442-3438. And I want to thank you, Seattle, and thank you, Aaron, for being on Aging Info Radio today. Thank you to our listeners, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my right-hand man, who is my most awesome programmer. Join Aging Info Radio next Thursday at 1 o'clock. We will be back, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the founders of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Father's days are lost to
'cause I love you so dearly.